Hello, welcome to The Fat Lip, the podcast for fat people, about fat people. I am your fat host, Ash. And on the last episode, at the beginning, I talked a little bit about a graduate student who is working on a thesis project whose ultimate goal is to design a sports bra for plus-size women. Her name is Jasmine Kent. I gave the link to her survey in the show last time, but I'm going to give that again in the show notes today. But if you go to jasmine-kent.com, you can see the link to that. Basically, she's looking for plus-size women to respond to her survey and to participate in her research so that she can determine what our needs are and so that she can build a bra that is the best for us, for plus-size women. And I thought it would help to have her on the show so that she can talk about why she's doing this and what exactly she's looking for. So today I interviewed Jasmine, and that's coming right up.
Well, hello, my name's Jasmine Kent. I'm getting my Master's of Industrial Design at North Carolina State University. I graduate in May, and my final project, well, my thesis, is basically on designing sports bras for plus-size women.
Excellent. So are you plus-size yourself?
I'm actually not.
Oh. So what has inspired this interest?
Well, my project started off totally differently. So I was an athlete in undergrad, and I have pretty big boobs, but I'm not, like, I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say normal size, because I feel like there's not, like, a normal size. I'm around, like, a size 6 or 8, mm-hmm. But I have, like, 34 double, sometimes triple D's. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there really weren't bras for women that were petite, I guess, but had big boobs. And so I was trying to make more of, like, sports-specific bras, because I thought that they weren't specific enough when they were talking about low, medium, or high impact. So I took a few visits out to Hanes and Winston-Salem and talked to them about it. And we kind of just basically came up with a better problem and one that hasn't really been addressed in business and that we thought was more relevant, which was basically making sports bras for plus-size women. And I had to ask, like, what's plus size? Because I thought that, you know, if it wasn't size 0 to 4,
right.
Anybody thought it was plus size, you know, in the fashion world. So,
right.
Like, by that standard, I could be plus size. I don't know. Whatever. So, but we talked about it more, and I was talking to one of their biomechanical researchers, who she basically, like, you know, has women come into her lab, and she hooks them all up with sensors and stuff and has them run either bare-breasted or, like, with a bra on a treadmill, and she's able to, like, look at the movements of their breasts, like how much it moves vertically, sideways, and left and right. And she was talking about how not many studies have been done with women, like, over a band size of, like, 38 inches on it. And I was like, so would that be kind of categorized as plus size when it comes to, like, you know, your standards at Hanes? And she was saying, yeah, that's the case. So there hadn't been any research done on that. And people are trying so hard to understand breast and breast movement, but only for a certain amount of people. And so I just felt like it kind of went back to the main concept of, like, my first idea, like, just having bras out there for every woman who wants to be active, who wants to work out. So we talked about that. We talked about, like, you know, basically the body size of women in America and actually what the average size of women is, which is, like, size 16. Mm-hmm. So if anything, that should be normal size. 0 to 4 should be, like, minus size and, like, you know, whatever you want to call it. But basically, I just found that there's, like, a big gap between the standards that are used in the fashion industry for sizing and what, you know, what stores offer up to what sizes. And basically, I just figured out this was, like, a problem that deserved more attention than what I first thought was a really big problem. So I just basically made this survey, and I started interviewing women who took the survey and just trying to dive deeper into the problem so I can understand it. Because now it's, like, it's a bit more difficult to design for something when you're actually not the user. So,
right.
You know, I'm not considered plus size. Like, when I looked online more and more, that plus size was typically size 14 and up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that, like, if y'all consider that plus size, that's confusing to me. Basically, just trying to make bras for all women that want to be active, but specifically for this category. And I had about, you know, 120 respondents on my survey right now, and a lot of them have the same feelings that they don't have that many places to shop for a pretty reliable bra, and especially a sports bra. And that, depending on what sports bra they get, you know, that kind of dictates the activity that they'll do because they don't want to be seen all jumping around and jiggly,
right.
depending on, you know, their personality type. So,
right. Yeah, it's definitely a gap in the market. I mean, plus-size mm-hmm. women, like, we have a hard time finding bras or underwear or any clothes, really. But mm-hmm. the sports bra is especially difficult because people think that fat women, like, don't want to be active, and that's not true.
Exactly.
So a lot of plus-size women have so much trouble finding activewear. So this is definitely a gap in the market that I'm glad that you're interested in serving and that you're... The other thing is, a lot of times, if we do get a sports bra, it's just like a sized up version of like a sports bra for straight size women and plus size women, you know, like we have different bodies and, you know, big boobs move differently than smaller boobs, you know? So yeah, I think this is really important. I'm really glad you're doing it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me on your podcast.
Yeah,
trying to reach more people.
Okay, this is a good time for an ad. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a good night's sleep with a new Big Fig mattress. Big Fig is the first total bed system designed and manufactured specifically for fat people. Its hybrid construction uses pocketed coil springs and multiple layers of high-density foam to give you the best possible support. And the thermogel layer on top will keep you cool, while the reinforced sidewalls ensure that you'll always have a sturdy place to sit, if you can manage to resist snuggling in for a nap. Plus, Big Fig has a 101-night trial and easy shipping. Go to Big Fig Mattress. To learn how to bring a Big Fig home for the holidays and use the code FATLIP to get $100 off of your purchase. Have a restful holiday season with Big Fig. How long is your survey running? Just so that we know.
I'm going to have it open until the end of January. So I've been using it as a recruitment tool to try and find people that I can interview. And I've mm-hmm. been interviewing people either physically, if they're, you know, in or near Raleigh, North Carolina.
Right.
But if they're not, we've been doing it just via Google Hangouts, and they've like brought bras to the interview so that I can talk about it with them and we can dive deeper into their feelings about it and talk about retail and shopping as a plus size woman, even talk about the plus size label and if that's something that should or shouldn't be used.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have it open till the end of January, but it's mainly a recruitment tool to try and get people to come and interview with me, and also if they're here physically to do focus groups. And when I make prototypes in of plus size bras in the spring, I want the people that are actually here to be able to test them with
right.
me. So that's my main goal, is just recruitment and hopefully finding people that are actually local who wouldn't mind trying on something that I make.
Excellent. Okay, so if you're a plus size woman who is in need of a sports bra or is frustrated with the options that you have out there for sports bras, please take Jasmine's survey and please consider participating because this is a need for the plus size market and your help could actually get this done. So thank you so much, Jasmine, for coming on the show, and thank you for putting together this project. And I hope that you get lots of respondents and you get good data so that you can move forward.
Awesome. Well, no, thank you, because the only way I'm able to move this project forward is by people participating. So y'all right. are really the driving force of this. So thank you so much for your help.
Thank you so much to Jasmine for coming on the show today and explaining her project. I'm so glad that she's doing this, and I think it could be really important. So I hope that if you're listening to this and you're a plus size person who wears a bra, that you will consider answering her survey and participating in her further research, because I think it's really important. As always, thank you to Star Crusher for the music you're hearing right now and for all the music you heard on today's podcast. If you want to hear more, go to seestarcrusher.bandcamp.com. And thank you to our Patreon patrons. The Patreon patron of the day is Benji. Thank you, Benji, for your support. And if you would like to become a Patreon patron, go to patreon.com/thefatlip to find out how. And follow us on social media. You can find all those links at the top of thefatlip.com. Also check out the blog. There's a new post there about chairs, but there will be more coming in the very near future. I think I'm going to do a post about winter weather preparedness, because I don't know if that's a problem for you guys, but for me, that is one of my greatest fears as a fat person, is ice and snow and how I'm going to get around. So I'm going to do a post about that. So stay tuned, and I'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.